fear. Let the children's laughter remind us how we used to
Welcome to the World Peace Diet Circle. I know we've got some new people on the call tonight who might be going through the Mastery or Facilitator Training Program. And we will be taking questions later in the night. It's star 2 to raise your hand. We'll get you in the queue. You have an opportunity to connect with Dr. Tuttle a little later. So welcome to the call. I'm your co-host, Steve Prusak, or of course facilitator, I should say. And our special guest tonight is going to be Marissa Miller-Wolfson. So right now, let's welcome back to the circle, of course, facilitator and author of the World Peace Diet, Dr. Will Tuttle.
Thank you, Steve. It's always wonderful to have the opportunity to meet together this way once a month in the World Peace Diet Circle. I want to thank all of you for taking time out of your busy schedules to be here this evening, and we do have a wonderful person with us. Marissa Miller-Wolfson, who is the creator of a very hot new video film that's out called Veducated. I hope you've had a chance to see it. I've seen it a couple of times, actually, and really love it. And so before we dive into our time together, let's just take a moment as we begin and just take a moment and feel our connection with the earth, this beautiful planet that we are part of. We are able to live here for a brief time. Feel our connection with the enormously beautiful celebration of life on this earth, all of the flowers and birds and fish and animals and the whole human family. It is a real honor to be able to, I feel anyway, to be able to contribute to the unfolding of consciousness here and give thanks for all of the efforts that are being made by our brothers and sisters to help awaken from the dream of separateness, of might makes right, of violence and domination and exploitation of other living beings, from this program that has been injected into us through the meals, this toxic food program, that it is obsolete and it is fading away. We see the momentum building, and we see people making the connections more and more every day, more and more people, and we will see this transformation happening. There are so many signs of this occurring all around us. I just read a couple of days ago that Madonna has gone vegan, so now I guess we can all breathe a sigh of relief. And a lot of really great things are happening. More and more, I think, not only celebrities, but just people like Victoria Moran, her new book, Main Street Vegan. It's getting more and more mainstream. And it's happening because of the efforts of people like us, I have to say, you know, who are just persistent and unstoppable in our mission to help others and to spread the message of compassion and health and freedom and sustainability and joy and abundance. We live on a beautiful planet with enormous resources, and there's really no reason for anyone to be hungry or cold. And I can see these changes are coming. So I'd like to go ahead and just jump right in with Marissa. And I'll tell you a little bit about Marissa here before we unmute her line and have a chance to experience some of her wisdom and her unique way of expressing compassion and health and joy and humor and love in our world today. Marissa is the creator of the new film, as I mentioned, Veducated. She's a full-time food activist and has organized grassroots workshops and screenings of award-winning documentaries about healthy, humane, eco-friendly eating all across North America. And, of course, the latest of these is her own documentary, which is Vegucated, and the website is getvegucated.com if you want to check it out and see more. And basically, this film has been very successful. It world premiered at the Toronto Independent Film Festival last September, received the Best Documentary Award. It's gone on to screen at 7 film festivals and get more awards, and it's become a digital bestseller on iTunes and Amazon. I actually downloaded it from iTunes and enjoyed watching it with Madeline. Besides seeing it at the opening, I think it was one of the first screenings ever at Veg Summerfest last year. So she lives in New York City with 2 rescued cats and 1 rescued husband, animal law lawyer Professor David Wolfson. So, and I had a chance to know Marissa actually before she got married, when we came to New York City and she helped sponsor an event for us at a Unitarian church in the city. And so I've been aware of Marissa actually for quite a while, doing a lot of work through the Unitarian movement and just through a variety of ways to help bring the vegan message to the world. So, Marissa, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such an honor. I've been a fan of yours, as you know, for years and years. And I actually just remembered that I have actually integrated part of World Peace Diet into a newer sermon that I have been giving on the Unitarian Universalist Circuit. And I should have told you that, but you are known within, obviously, the Unitarian Universalist animal advocacy community and have been for a while, and now you're a household vegan name, which is fantastic. So I'm just really honored to be here talking with you and also talking with the other World Peace facilitators. I think this is an absolutely essential program, and I commend everyone who's on the call and who's doing this really important work.
Well, thank you. It's just that's a good point, actually. And I want to just tell everybody who's listening in now live, and we have people listening in live by phone and also by computer. And then there will be other people who, for example, live in Europe, and they probably won't listen to it until they listen to the recording tomorrow. But if you're listening live, please remember that you can press *2 on your phone at any time if you'd like to ask a question or make a comment. And you can also, if you're at the computer, you can type in a question there. And I'll try to keep my eyes on everything, and so I don't miss this, and Steve, too, I'm sure will help. So if you have any questions or comments as we're going along, please jump right in and press *2 on your phone, and then that'll raise your hand. We'll be able to see it here on our screen. So, yeah, I think, you know, it would be great to talk to you a little bit about this whole process that you went through. One of the things that we talk about here on the World Peace Diet Facilitator Training, the World Peace Diet Circle, is how the momentum is building and how there are more and more ways that people are finding to not only bring the message to the world, the vegan message, but also to actually be financially compensated for that in some way. I mean, we don't very often do it for that reason. We do it usually, especially in my case, and I'm sure in your case and most people's cases, just because we want to help animals and we want to help the world. So we're just driven to do something. But then we find that pretty soon, the more we're doing it, we're getting reimbursed in some way, which is great. We can do what we love to do and be supported financially. But I wanted to just talk to you about this whole process of making the film. And not spend too much time on that, but just to understand, you know, is that the kind of a thing do you think we need more people doing? And is it something that you think the average person can do? And what were some of the things you learned in creating the film?
Well, I do think more people should be doing them. I mean, I find film to be, if, you know, a picture is worth 1,000 words and a video is worth, you know, 1,000,000. I came to this whole movement through film. It was one of Tom Reagan's old documentaries from, the early 90s, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Screened at my Unitarian Universalist Church. Yeah, We Are All Noah. And,
right.
And then I traveled around and showed other people's documentaries, mostly Tribe of Heart documentaries, The Witness and People's Kingdom. And
right.
I just saw the change, the real change in worldview and perspective of people who saw the film, who were not just learning information, but being really inspired and asking, you know, who am I? Who do I want to be in the world? What should my contribution be? And people went vegan left and right. And, you know, one person who I'm particularly proud of is my, she's now my best friend, Jasmine Singer from Our Hen House. You know, she went vegan from coming to a screening that I hosted, and she started Our Hen House and has become a fantastic voice for the animals as a result. So one screening event can, you know, can, yes, it can help some people go vegan, but it can help, you know, it can help even just one person, you know, go down this life path where they devote their lives to this work, and then just think of all the people they've influenced. So so I think film is really important, and I came to it in complete ignorance of what it meant to make a film. Fortunately, right now, it has never been easier to make a film. I mean, you know, even HD cameras are way cheaper than they were before. We didn't shoot in HD because when we shot, they were still very expensive. But, I mean, you can buy Final Cut Pro. I learned it just through friends. I never even took one film class. I did not go to film school. In fact, my mentors, James and Jenny from Tribe of Heart, they said, don't go to film school. You learn about film by making films. And that's what's great about film school is you're making films. So, I mean, I made every mistake in the book, and it was my film school. It was a real learning experience. But I do encourage other people to, you know, pick up the camera or assemble a team together and try it out, you know, learn the ropes. It's, you know, it's never been easier to make a film and also to distribute the film, because we did not do the traditional, you know, film festivals, then get a major theatrical distributor route. I mean, we have a fairly low budget, you know, film here, and we don't have the Hollywood connections. We don't have, you know, we didn't have the huge budget for something like that. But that doesn't mean that tens of thousands of people will not have seen the film. I mean, already we've had probably 10,000 people watch digitally, and then on our tour we had a couple thousand, and then we've licensed this screening kits, you know, for like, I think probably 150 screenings around the world. And so you can have a big impact even if you don't go the traditional route, just because of the nature of the Internet and the democratization and the digitalization of distribution.
Right. That's a great point. And so I hope everybody's listening here. I think it's something that, I mean, actually there's quite a bit of buzz that's been developing about making a World Peace Diet movie. And I'm actually starting to work on that finally. And we would love to have something like that happening. But I think what you're saying is so true. I remember when I was teaching college way back in the 80s, And I was teaching, I was trying to get my philosophy students to understand animal rights and so forth. And I remember spending a few classes talking about these ideas, and they were sort of, you know, not that interested, sort of getting it seemed like. And then I showed a movie. It was actually that movie that you mentioned, We Are All Noah by Tom Regan. And it was like night and day. So after we showed that movie, everybody was like, wow, you know, why didn't you say so? We didn't know it was that bad. We didn't know that was what was happening. I mean, gosh, you didn't tell us. We didn't know. You know, I had tried to tell them, but it's like when you see it in a video and you can kind of actually make the connection enormously and tell the story also. And that's what I love about Veducated is it really tells the story of these three people. You go through their process with them, of their transformation. And so how has that been going? I mean, after you actually created the film, and now are you having an opportunity for these three people that went through the movie with you to also contribute after the movie?
Yeah, this has been the really fun part. You know, we went through this whole journey together when we were shooting, and then I was working on the film without them for years. It took longer because, you know, the less money you have and less experience you have, the longer it's going to take. So it did take us several years to finish it. And I did stay in touch with them, but we really reconnected once the film was released. And And Ellen and Tesla do screening events in the city, you know, in the greater New York City area. Ellen was just at the Seed this past weekend doing Q&A with me after the screening there. And then Brian, Film Subject Brian, moved out to California to the Bay Area, and now he does Q&As at screenings out there. And he's really integrated himself really beautifully into the vegan community there. He's got a vegan came attended a screening in Sacramento and thought he was cute. I think emailed him or something, and then now they're together. So he has really integrated himself, and I still do see Ellen all the time here. She's the single mom. We go to brunch sometimes. It's really nice because I feel like we've gone through this whole big journey together. So we definitely do have a special relationship.
That's amazing. For those of you who haven't seen the movie, what Marissa does is just basically take three people who are sort of random, really, in a sense, and just goes, introduces them to the idea of veganism and really teaches them how to make the food and goes to visit like the farm sanctuary and vegetarian summer fest so they can learn from doctors that are vegan about health and to see the actual, when people learn how they actually do change, it's very inspiring. I think it's a great way to bring the message to your friends and family. I highly recommend this movie, actually. Tell me a little bit about the successes you've had with the community screenings campaign.
Yeah, the community screenings campaigns have been so exciting. We have had people reporting back from Tempe, Arizona, from Berlin, Germany, sending us their pictures of their sold-out events and the delicious food that activists have made. I was in Cleveland last week, and we had a full house there, and people, were sampling vegan food. They raised money for the local veg group there. Last month I was in upstate in Woodstock. We did a benefit for Woodstock Farm Animal Sanctuary. We raised like $600 for them. So it's been really exciting to see these individual activists or these groups just take the idea of holding an event and running with it. I mean, some of them will rent out a movie theater, and that's ambitious, and they end up filling them, which is even more exciting. But some people will just host a screening at their local library, or some people will hold it at a yoga studio or, a church, really any kind of venue. But it's the way to reach larger audiences. And we have one tomorrow. We have another one in Tempe, Arizona, and we're actually going to be on Arizona TV tomorrow morning. The film is going to be on a news show for events going on in the Tempe area. And that's really exciting. So one screening can end up raising so much awareness through the media, not just the people who attend, but through TV sets and through radios. I've done a lot of radio shows. So there's a really quite an exciting ripple effect. And after every screening, I'll get an email or a Facebook post or a tweet or more from someone, who's seen the film and said they're going to go veg or vegan as a result. And obviously as a vegetator, I live for that, as I'm sure, we all do. You all do. So that's been really exciting.
Wow, that's a wonderful thing. So the film is really, obviously, it's a tool to help people spread the message and educate each other. And it's a great way, I think, in a community to get people who might not normally ever really be open to this kind of a message to just come out and see a movie. And it's, everybody likes to see movies. So that's one of the great things about it, I think. Tell us a little bit more about your upcoming Vegucated Community and Vegan Buddy locator features.
Oh, yeah. So we had meant to launch this whole online component to help people through the transition once they've seen the film ages ago, but we got so caught up in the release and we didn't know how much work that would be until we got into it. But now we've just launched last week our Vegucated Challenges, where people can sign up to be go vegan for a month or go vegan within a month, and every week they phase out a different, you know, group of animal products. And they just sign up. They get one tip or trick a day in their inbox for 30 days. It's obviously free. And, you know, they can get, you know, there's so many wonderful resources online. So we're just plugging them in. It's not really a matter of, you know, teaching them from the ground up. We're just saying, hey, here's this great online resource. Here's that great online resource.
Right.
And then we have this Vegan Buddy Locator. We have, I think we're working out a couple bugs in it, but you can go to the website and I think where it says under community, it says, you know, Vegan Buddy Locator, and the idea is to plug in where you are in the map in the world, and then other people plug in where they are, and then you can share contact information to get in touch of someone else who's either an aspiring vegan or is a veteran vegan, so that folks don't feel so alone. And then finally, we are finishing up the community website where people can upload videos, you know, vlogs, or they can post about their experiences taking the Vegucated Challenge, or just ask a question. We have different groups, like one for veg parents, one for veg athletes, you know, whatever your interest is, we have a group for that. So we'll be launching that probably in the next month officially. We're just kind of redesigning the website a little bit. But we're really excited about it because I do get emails every day. What do I do with tofu? And I'm like, oh, honey, I have so much I want to say about tofu, but I don't have the time because I'm trying to release a film. But I'm sure someone else would happily share this information. So that's the idea behind the community site.
Wow. Great. A lot of good things happening, it sounds like. And we do have someone on the line with their hand up in Durham, North Carolina. So you've been unmuted. And go ahead. Have a question or comment?
Hey, Will. It's Michael. I'm actually in Atlanta. I'm on my cell phone, which still has my North Carolina area code, but I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
And,
hi.
Hey there. We actually met a couple months ago at Animal Rescue place, and you recognized my magnet that was on my truck for my business. So.
Oh yeah, right, right. I remember.
Yeah.
I'm
in the fourth week of the facilitator program, and I'm just so excited to be here. And I appreciate everything that you and Steve and everybody involved is doing. Marissa, I have a couple questions for you, if you don't mind. I guess my first question is, I haven't seen the documentary yet. I did look at the preview. And it seemed like, at least for the guy anyway, he wouldn't have been vegan had you not gotten a hold of him. What do you feel like was his turning point in the whole process that just made him say, you know, I've got to do this? Was it seeing something or hearing something, or what was his turning point, and what were the turning points for the other folks as well?
Great question. For Brian, he really got the whole animal thing. As soon as, you know, at first he would roll his eyes at the health stuff because, I mean, when you're a 27-year-old dude in Manhattan, you know,
right.
Health and disease is like, you know, they're like the last thing on your mind, you know, in terms of what you have to worry about. But once he learned about the animal stuff, we actually showed them Peaceable Kingdom. We didn't
okay.
say that in the film.
Right.
But we showed them, you know, what goes on farms and stuff. And in Vegucated, you'll see he's saying, you know, that he had a real visceral reaction, and he got it. I mean, these animals really do suffer. They really do experience pain. And he said, because you see them when, you know, they're suffering, and you see them when they're not, and there's a big difference. So that set him on the path of understanding it. But what really solidified everything for him was going to this family egg farm that, you know, we think, oh, family egg farm, that's humane.
Right.
Well, he got some footage of some yucky stuff, you know, the hens and the battery cages, and it was filthy
right.
and gross. And then so that was like, oh, that really sort of affirmed what he had seen in the film. And then we went to an abandoned slaughterhouse and took a tour of that, you know, when we interspliced I think tastefully and actually quite subtly, footage of animals as they go through the process of being dismembered. And that really affected him. And then the real, I guess, I don't know a good metaphor, but anyway, what really got him, the real kicker for him was when we snooped around a factory farm and saw a dead pile of pigs. And that was, he was like, okay, that's it. Like, this is a real issue here.
Wow.
You know, no, we're not making this up. We go to one farm randomly on the side of the road, and we find a dead pile of pigs. It's like they're treated like trash. So it was really the animal issues for all of them, more so Brian and Tesla, because they're younger. Ellen, who is, you know, a single mom, she's a psychiatrist. She's been in medical school. The health message resonated with her more than the others, but she totally got the animal thing as well.
Right. Well, it looks like, looking at your website, you deal a lot with sort of the environmental side of issues as well. And do you have a sense of how many people who claim to be environmentalists are also vegan? And if it's not a large population, how do you feel they justify being environmentalists and not looking at this probably the biggest environmental issue there is, you know, the way we bring animals to the plate?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I wish I knew the numbers. Will, maybe you do. I don't know the numbers of how many environmentalists are vegan. I think it's probably lower.
Which is,
you know,
based on your experience, I guess. Yeah.
Based on my experience, it's low. It's low.
Yeah.
Okay. From the Unitarians, you know, it's a similar thing that you would think that they would be. And I've spoken
yeah.
to quite a few Sierra Clubs, and quite a few Sierra Clubs will refuse to even have me speak there because they don't want to bring up anything that will make them upset about, about their food. So it's very, it's a very small minority, really, I think.
Exactly, Will. You've got that right. I mean, My husband does teach animal law, and he has for, oh gosh, maybe 10 years or something. He says every year he does get more environmentalists, vegetarians and vegans than he has before. So that's a good sign, but they still are, you know, a very small percentage. And gosh, I don't know how they can really justify it except that, you know, people do all kinds of psychological and emotional gymnastics to justify what they do. And for them, I think what it boils down to, if they're not really animal people, the combination of the environmental and animal thing is very powerful. But if you don't connect with the animal thing, then I don't know if you're going to make the full connection to vegan as easily. I just that's been my experience.
Well, that's probably what it is then, because, and Will, you talk about this in the book, there's that disconnectedness, and that's probably what's going on with even environmentalists who are very passionate about, you know, the environment and all that, but they've disconnected in a different part of their life. So that's kind of...
Right, and there's a lot of support for that disconnectedness. That's the thing. There's so much support for it that it doesn't even feel like disconnectedness. It feels like just like normal. Like, of course, you know, these are food animals, and then we have to take care of the environment.
Right. Well, it's kind of like the woman said in the – I saw the preview. She said, I feel like a nun – how did she say it? I feel like a nun at an orgy. Yeah. She's like, I want to be vegan, but I feel like a nun in an orgy. And that's, I'm sure that's the way it is for lots of people every day. Every day.
That's right.
Well, just one other quick question, if you don't mind. This screening thing, I really am excited about that, and I've been wanting to do something like that for a long time, and it's not that I want to do – it's not that I want to make money for, you know, by doing things like this, but I want to leave my other job and focus on what I'm really passionate about. And so do you feel like putting together screenings is one way to do that? Do you feel like that's a thing that can A, you know, put the word out there? Because it seems like a great way to do that and B, generate and be a part of your of a revenue process.
Yeah. I mean, I would love to do a cost and benefit analysis of, you know, how much time and effort goes in versus how much comes out in terms of, like, you know, time and energy and so forth. So, yes, so even if you make $600 at an event, Have you put in more than $600 worth of your time? Maybe you have,
right.
You know.
Right.
I would love to, that would be really smart to go back to some of these screening organizers and try to quantify that in a way and say,
right.
Okay, well, how much, you know, how much time did you put into it? And how much did you spend on printing flyers? I mean, when you sign up for a screening, we will custom design flyers for you, we'll make a Facebook invite for you, we'll do a custom design poster for you, but then you have to pay for the cost of printing them. So that's something you might want to think about.
And that screening is anywhere in the country that you do that service for people?
All over the world. We had, we had last week, 2 weeks ago, we had a screening, we had three screenings in Krakow in Poland.
Wow, that's awesome.
We've had screenings, in Tuscany. I wish I had gone to that one. it was part of the Vegan Fest, actually. There was a Vegan Fest in Tuscany. They are happening all over the world, several in Germany, one in Finland.
That's great. We have one in Chile also.
I'll look at your website some more
and get more information. I'll let you guys continue on with the rest of the call. And Will, when you're ready to make your documentary, just let me know. I'd be glad to pitch in and be involved in any way you need help.
Right. That's great. Okay, thanks.
Okay, well,
thanks, Michael.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It.
I'll that's continue to listen. Right. Thank you very much.
Great.
Thanks for your questions.
Yeah, that's a good point. And one thing I'll just add to that, I think one of the things I've discovered actually over the years is, if we want to make a change in our lives to just do something every single day that's moving us in that direction, and it doesn't have to be a big thing, but just be consistent every single day, do something to move it forward. Make a phone call, find out more about whatever it's going to be. I remember, I did this when I decided to become a professional musician, and it didn't seem like it was possible, but if I did something every single day, pretty soon, lo and behold, it happened. I mean, it will happen. And I think when we do something every day in the direction of our dreams like that, and in a small, relatively small way, but consistently and persistently and visualize it and feel into it, then there'll come a day when, very often, it's not too long, actually, when we can make the leap. And as we jump and we find ourselves, then the universe just opens the doors for what we are really dreaming of. And I think we'll find the universe opening the doors for us more and more. And more and more people are wanting to hear this message and are willing to pay for it, to learn, to have the information and to see the movies and to be coached or to have nutritional advice or to be taught or to have, assisted in being healthy and being part of living in a better world. And I think this movie is a great example of that. And Marissa, you also, with what you've done, we're kind of getting to the point where we pretty soon begin to kind of wrap it up. There's a few more, I think, wonderful things I'd like to just find out a little bit more about. One of them is, in the actual, you've answered quite a few of these questions, about how it's affected people. But I'm just wondering, the movie, when I've seen it, I found myself laughing quite a bit. What do you think about the role of humor in all of this, in your film and just in general?
Oh, I love that question. I think humor is a real icebreaker. I think it gets people out of their emotionally defensive place and actually opens them up to hearing more and to thinking more and learning more. It's just a natural opening. I mean, there's a reason why it's called an icebreaker. It's like something that's hard and cold and it just loosens everybody up. So I did notice when I used to host, organized screenings of other people's documentaries that people really, really, really appreciated Tribe of Heart films because they had some humor and there's a combination of the darkness and the light. And they always loved to laugh at Howard Lyman
Lama.
I think it was Eddie Lama.
Yeah,
Howard is so funny. You have a music background. I have an acting comedy background. And so I thought, well, let's utilize this in the film. And I've had such tremendous feedback where people have said, you know, I really like having, I like, people want to laugh, you know, they want to have a good time. So if they leave your event feeling, yes, you know, maybe upset about something they've learned, but overall a feeling of, that was a worthwhile experience. I enjoyed the experience. You know, it was entertaining. It was enjoyable and meaningful. Then people will be more inclined, I feel, to share it with friends. You know, it's a little bit like Earthlings. I love Earthlings. I think it's a really important piece. It's done a lot. But I used to host screenings of it, and, you know, a third of the people would walk out. And there was a point where I decided I'm not going to show that film anymore because, you know, is it something that you feel good about sharing with others? The ones who watch it through the whole way end up changing quite a bit, like Ellen DeGeneres. But you know, I feel like it's really important in advocacy for people to have a happy, positive experience at whatever event it is that you're putting on, so that they will want to come back to your event. They'll say, oh, well, so-and-so, you know, is always entertaining, or so-and-so makes me laugh and makes me feel good about myself. I'm going to come back to, you know, to hear the message again, and I want to share that message with others.
Beautiful. Well, thank you. I couldn't agree more. I think one of the things that vegans we need to be is joyful and see the humor in life, which is everywhere, not because that's, I think, like you say, it's the way that we are able to be human together, and we can laugh, and we can we can realize that we have much more in common. Even with people who are eating animals, we have much more in common than we have separating us. And also, I was wondering if you could say a little bit to us, if you don't mind, about the fact that, as I understand it, you are now 5 months pregnant as a vegan, and you're well into it, and would you mind saying a little bit about how that all is, and what you can, and your thoughts about being vegan and giving birth and being a young mother and all that in our society today as a vegan?
Yes, thank you. You know, I really thought about this decision because I am an environmentalist, and ultimately I came to a place where I thought, well, you know, I want to be a joyful person in the world, and having the childbirth experience and the pregnancy experience is going to help me, you know, have what I feel is a fulfilling life and meet some dreams that I've always had, fulfill some of those dreams. And I also realized, just from noticing the vegan moms around me in New York City, that they have access to a whole different community than, you know, your everyday vegan activists. So they have access to PTAs where they can talk to the schools about lunches and the importance of having plant foods. They'll be guest speakers in schools. I mean, they, at every birthday party that they attend, they bring vegan cupcakes because they want their kid to feel like, you know, he or she fits in. So then they end up making vegan food for the whole party, or for, you know, some of the kids to try at the party. And so it ends up being an advocacy tool in a community that most vegan activists don't actually, you know, penetrate that much.
Right.
So I'm really excited about it. And I was also pleasantly surprised by my OBGYN and my, you know, healthcare providers, and how little resistance you know, I've met with regard to nutrition and so forth. I mean, a couple of them asked about cholesterol. They said during pregnancy, cholesterol is really important. I'm like, well, I make my own, so that's not an issue.
Yeah, right.
I don't know if they even knew that, which is scary. But I have had a few, you know, friends and family members asked me about it, and that's been also a teaching opportunity. My dad brought it up. He said, well, I read an article. It said, you know, vegan children aren't healthy, and then that was a perfect opportunity to send him the recent study from Australia saying vegan children and babies and adults are very healthy. So they end up being, you know, educational opportunities as well.
Right. Good. So that's great to hear. I just, as everybody here maybe is aware, I was just recently at the farm in Tennessee, which really pioneered vegan pregnancy and vegan childbirth and midwifery especially, and doing home births. And just they've done thousands and thousands. The national average, I think, is something like 25 to 30% of the births now are by cesarean, and there it's less than 1%.
That's right. It's phenomenal. Really I am right in the middle of reading Ina May Gaskin's Guide to Childbirth, and it is so magical. And I would love to give birth on the farm.
I know.
I think
it's tied to New York City,
unfortunately,
right.
but it's just wonderful to see these women who, just getting all kinds of sustenance and nutrition lessons and education right as they're, at this important point in their lives. I actually met a vegan girl who grew up on the farm, and she's healthy, she's happy, she's very creative, and I've met a few other vegans since birth as well, and one of them is a professional women's basketball player, another one is a rapper and actor and chef in the city. And it's so exciting to be a part of this next generation of children, to be able to raise a child who's going to be part of this next generation where veganism will be pretty mainstream, and to help that happen as a parent,
right.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, great. Wonderful. Well, thank you. So, let me see. Does anyone have any last questions? Everybody, sometimes people are shy. I'm not sure. We don't have, but I think it's fascinating to hear everything you were talking about with Veducated, and just to see the success that it is having. I really feel that the success of films like Veducated is not so much the success of the film, it's the success of all of us. It's really a success for humanity and for animals and for future generations, for ecosystems, for hungry people, for wildlife. It's a success for everyone. And so I really just love to see this message getting out through the efforts that you're making, Marissa. I think we have one more question here. Tara or Steve? I'm a little confused here. Do we have a question from Tara or...
I think she's on Skype, and maybe she wanted to know if she could type in a question.
Oh.
But I see a hand is up, and then, Tara, if you want to type that in, I'll get that for you, and we'll go to
the
hand.
We have someone from Honolulu with a question. Go
Terry.
Ahead.
Aloha.
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 Oh, it's so good to be with all of you. I've been waiting for this all week. I'm like a little kid waiting for Christmas. It's just thrilling. I love to be in this community, and I'm chomping at the bit to find ways to express how wonderful our world can be, and I can be a part of that. So next, I'll give a little background, and then I'll state my question. Next month, I shouldn't be so proud of this, but I am. And next month on my birthday, I will be vegan for 1 year.
Yay.
Yes.
Congrats. That's awesome.
Yes, and it's just been seamless. It's just been wonderful. I am thriving. And I've been, like I said, chomping at the bit. I think, I know Will was the catalyst that was the tipping point for me to become in some way, shape, or form, active, getting the word out. My daughter also is my mentor. She's been vegan for about 3+ years now, and we we do support each other. And, Marissa, first of all, congratulations on your, baby to be.
Thank you.
You must be so excited to be vegan and have a baby. I mean, what a mom brand can I get?
Feels great.
Oh, that's wonderful. I really want to thank you for giving me an idea about these movie showings. I haven't seen your movie yet, although I have I've seen things on the internet about it, but I will go to it immediately after we are together here, and maybe that will be an avenue for me to approach to get it out into the community and have showings, and might be my way of defining and declaring, you know, what I'd like my part to be in it.
That is so exciting. I am absolutely thrilled to hear it. I mean, you know, I started there. That's where I started, was showing other people's films. You know, that was my form of advocacy. And then it just set me on this path to then create my own, because I thought, well, this, you know, this story has been told, that story, but this other story has not been told. So who knows? Maybe down the line you'll decide to tell your own story, like Will did in his book, but maybe you'll do it in film, maybe you'll do it, you know, in a book or you know, some other medium. I mean, I've been doing this for 10 years. Will, you've been doing it for how long?
Well, I guess probably about 10 or 15, depends on how far back you go. I've been actually involved for about 30 years, but you know, trying to get the message out with the book, yeah. It's great, you know, there's nothing better to do.
Well, maybe we can, Marissa, maybe you and I can be in Will's movie.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Will, I'm so excited about your movie. I'm just thrilled about the idea of that, and I say go, go, go.
Okay, thank you so much. I will I'll take that right to heart, absolutely. Yeah, good. All right, well, it's getting a little bit late here for everybody, especially on the East Coast. So is that okay? Is that all right? Are you pretty well set, Terry? And was your question? Yeah,
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Just the only other comment that I had, and I think you might have seen it on the community bulletin board, is that I wanted to ask you a question and wanted to know if anybody has nominated you for a Nobel Peace Prize yet.
Well, I don't know. Not that I know of, but of course I'm a little skeptical of this Nobel Peace Prize after Barack Obama got it after he attacked everybody.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Well, maybe you could bring it back to its original, you know, so, but I thank you for letting me be on this and be a part of this family, and I'm just thrilled. I'm just totally thrilled.
Great. Thanks. Thanks so much, Terry. Okay, well, thank you so much, Marissa. We are delighted that you've been able to take some time out of your busy schedule to talk with us this evening. And I will tell everybody that we have an event coming up called Vegan Palooza in mid-July, and Marissa will also be on that, so we'll hear a little bit more from Marissa then. I guess that's pretty much it. Is there any last little words you'd like to say, Marissa, before we wrap it up here and we go into the regular part of our call?
No, just so much gratitude and appreciation to be able to be on this call and share with you all. It's really an honor and a privilege, and we are all pieces in the mosaic. I just love to think that everyone has their special role to play, and we are all moving the message forward. We're all moving humanity forward. And we're on the right side of history, and we're making change happen. It's exciting to be a part of it and to be in community with you all.
Beautifully said. That's really thanks. Yeah, we are all pieces in the mosaic. And the most important thing is that each one of us discovers our unique piece and presents it. So thanks for presenting your piece so beautifully, Marissa. And we look forward to more. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Great. All right. Thanks again. I think Steve has a you want to wait till afterwards to talk about this. We have a lot of exciting news, actually, but Steve is going to tell us a little bit later about something. I'll just say what it is. It's called Veg World Magazine, and he's involved with that, which is an exciting new thing, too.
Do you want me to mention that, Will?
Well, sure, yeah, maybe go ahead. It's no time like the present. You know, it's probably good for people to hear it.
Well, I just think it's a good group to you know, mention this to. This is going to be the first digital magazine for the Apple iPad store. They've got a newsstand in there, with a few thousand magazines, but none about vegetarian living, vegan living. So Veg World is that, and I've been working really hard on it. We've got contributions from Dr. John McDougall, Dr. Will Tuttle, Dr. James Sheridan, a bunch of other really notable names in vegan, raw food, and vegetarian living. Well, mainly vegan and raw vegan. So I wanted to extend an invitation to any of the facilitators. If you've got an article you've written that you might think would be a good fit for a magazine like this, I'd love to publish it in either our premier issue or another issue, because the premier issue, actually, I'm trying to get it all together by tomorrow. So if you have something in your, archive or whatever, you could just let me know, email it to me, and in return, I'll put a link to your website. And the really cool thing about it is this magazine, since it's read on an iPad, people can click at the end of your article and go right to your website or sign up on your email list or whatever it is. And we're actually going to have Marissa's video in there, or a trailer for it in this first issue, and all kinds of other surprises, videos of people making different raw food chefs, vegetarian and vegan chefs. I don't know why I keep saying vegetarian. It really is a vegan and raw vegan magazine. So if anyone feels they'd be a good fit to contribute, just send me an email, and that pretty much covers it.
Wow, that's great. Is that something that's going to be coming out like monthly, or is it not like that? Is it just come out when you feel like it, or how does that work?
No, it'll be a monthly magazine, you know.
I see.
And, and it's called Veg World Magazine, and like I said, we've got some contributors that are the biggest names. Everyone's really gotten on board to contribute. Uh-huh. I don't think there's been a magazine like this where all the leaders are contributing articles, and there's a lot of science and a lot of other areas like relationships, fun, exercise, and food preparation, all the different areas. And since it's a digital magazine, there are things we could do in this that just have never been done before. If any of the magazines out there, like Vegetarian Times, if they decide to do this, it's just going to be a duplication of what you see on the newsstand. But I'm really utilizing the technology, like I'm saying, to have videos in there and audios, and we can have some of Will's music in there. I mean, there's all kinds of possibilities for what we can do in this magazine, and we're going to do it in a creative, fun way that I think everyone's going to love. And it's going to be in the Apple stores all over the world, so we're going to be in front of an audience of over 64 million people that own the iPad. So whatever percent of that are interested in a vegetarian lifestyle are going to be reading this magazine.
Wow, that is like that's really incredible. Look out, world. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. Good for
right.
you. Well, I really encourage everyone, if you have something that you've written, send it to Steve, you know, and it'd be a great chance to get it in front of a whole fresh set of eyes that would never see it otherwise. I know some of you have written wonderful articles, and so this would be a good chance to get them out to more people. Great, Steve. Thanks so much for announcing that.
Great. Thanks.
Great. And I also, maybe I'll just also mention, since I mentioned it in passing there at the end of our interview with Marissa, that Steve and I have been setting up something called Vegan Palooza, and you may have heard about this, but it's really going to be happening on July 11th through July 15th, probably go to July 16th. We've got over 20, 25 wonderful people who are going to be will be interviewing and be part of this. A lot of well-known people in the movement, pretty much everybody that you've heard of, almost all of them are part of this. A lot of the doctors, like Dr. McDougall and Dr. Neil Bernard and Dr. Campbell, Colin Campbell, and Brian Clement and Kathy Freston and Rory Friedman, who we had on our, and Colin Patrick Gaudreau, and then Rich Roll, some of the athletes, and Sassy Knutson's going to be, and Victoria Moran. Quite a few. We have some just fantastic people, Howard Lyman and Gabriel Cousins, and lots more.
I should mention, Will,
Yeah.
If I could cut in, that if any of the facilitators are interested in helping out with transcription or anything like that, to drop me an email, because there's definitely going to be some help needed if anybody wants to lend a hand, and we can try to compensate you. And if you got the time, we'd love to have you help us out.
Thanks. So that's a great – that would really be good. We're going to need people. Do you have any skills in transcription? That would be great. Also, if you have a list, we have a – what's it called, Steve? Affiliate program?
Right. We're going to have an affiliate program. So if you've already signed up for the World Peace Diet affiliate program, we're going to be sending out an email. So just by spreading the word about it, you'll be compensated. Now, the site hasn't gone live yet, but you guys can take a sneak look at it if you want. Just don't sign up yet, but go to veganpalooza.com. And that's just for this group. Please don't share it. It's vegan, and then the word palooza is PALOOZA.com. And you guys get an idea of who we're putting together, and that's not everyone yet. We're still adding the names to the list, and it's going to be pretty exciting, Dr. Tuttle. We're working really, really hard on this, and you could probably tell my energy is a little depleted at this point, but you're doing pretty well over there, huh?
Yeah, well, I'm on Cape Cod here. There's a lot of energy. But thanks, Steve. Yeah, Steve's been working very hard. It's a lot of things a lot of balls to juggle to make something like this actually happen. But we'd love to have you, if you're interested in helping out, please do so. We'll be in touch about it. And the basic idea behind Vegan Palooza, it's really never been an event like this before. It's first ever of its kind, all vegan event. We're having only really staunch vegans on this and people who are really helping to bring the vegan message in a powerful way to the world through a variety of means. And we're just hoping to seeing this just growing and getting more and more powerful. The whole movement is, and I think this will be a chance to bring it even more powerfully to the mainstream. So that's Vegan Palooza, mid-July, and we'd love to work together with everybody on that. And,
right, I just finished that last thought. So if you guys want to be, if you want to help promote it, just sign up to be an affiliate, or if you already are, and we'll be giving you a commission just for promoting the event, and we expect it's going to be pretty phenomenal. It really is. And the information that we're getting out here, and just that veganism is getting so big now, and for people that are just getting into veganism or heard about it, this is going to be the event, this online event all over the world where people can learn from the leading minds, including Dr. Will Tuttle. So just if you're interested and you're not on the affiliate list, send me an email and I'll get you on there, or I'll send you a link to sign up. Thank you.
Great. Yeah, that's exactly right. Thanks so much, Steve. Right. So, that's coming up in a couple weeks, actually, and really in 3 weeks or so. And if there's anything else, if you have any questions or comments, again, remember to press *2. We had a wonderful interview, really. I really appreciated the humility and the dedication that I really could feel in the voice of Marissa. It was really beautiful to have her with us, this creative, wonderful person, really great work she's doing. And it's just great to see how just people like us, how we are the ones, as the saying says, we've been waiting for to help transform our society. And this, and I can't again say it's I don't think more impressively that how important it is, really, the sense of urgency, that if we are not successful in bringing this vegan message, I hate to think, I mean, it's we're going down a path of really a lot of violence. We can kind of see that side when people kill animals and begin to see beings as things. It leads to such not only disease and environmental devastation, but to outright war and bloodshed. So to bring this message to the world is the greatest thing we can do for others and for ourselves. And the beauty is that we can have a great time doing it, have fun doing it at the same time. There's nothing more important than this. I put together, and I think it should be in your inbox, the resources for June 2012. And again, it's like pretty much every month, there's just incredible just really wonderful things happening. It's in the membership site. It's in the membership site. You can find the June 2012 resources. Steve has been good enough to make sure that everybody got a copy of this. I work on this all month for you, and I like just collecting things that I think are especially interesting with the links, so you can look it up. And so there's some excellent articles in here. Quite a bit of progress, it seems to be being made in on every front. We have more and more restaurants, more and more vegan alternative foods, more and more discussion of the environmental impacts of eating animal foods, and especially of veganism, how helpful that is. And we have Bill Gates making a pretty strong statement that it's important for us to get away from eating animal foods. And more celebrities about that, which I think, again, not that I'm into celebrities particularly, but that they really amplify the message, because whatever they say is amplified, and how they live as well. So there's some great creative things. This guy, I really think you should watch this short video called The Preach Vegan Song. I found out about that on Our Hen House. Wonderful people. I really encourage you to check out that website, Our Hen House. The two women that run that, it was neat to hear that Marissa turned on Jasmine Singer to becoming a vegan. She together with Marianne Sullivan, have created this incredible website, which is just overflowing with wonderful vegan information and ideas and everything. And they're going to be in Vegan Palooza as well. And anyway, I saw this on their website, and Preachy Vegan Song is excellent. So check these things out. There's a lot there to be aware of. And I think if there aren't any questions, maybe I'll just say a few kind of thoughts that are close to my heart here. And we can call it a little bit of an early night. We've had a big day here, if that's okay with everyone. But if you have any questions you'd like to pose to me, or any comments, feel free at any time. But right now, really, Madeline just left day before yesterday for Switzerland, and we just concluded a very wonderful, busy lecture tour. I gave lots of lectures in a variety of cities, and talked to a lot of people, met a lot of people who are doing what they can to spread the vegan message in their communities. And it really, I really have this feeling that even though the resistance is very strong still, obviously, to this message, that we're hitting our stride. There's more and more indication that this is going to be growing and continue to grow, that it's reaching a critical mass, and that at a certain point it's going to become really unstoppable. And I think it's just a very exciting time to be alive, to see more and more people from more and more angles making this connection. And I think it's really important, especially, that we continue to bring the message of the World Peace Diet, which is the deeper aspect of the message, rather than, I think it's great to be aware of that it's not good for our health and for the environment and so forth, and for the cruelty of animals. But I think when we bring in the deeper dimension, this is what I found, and I continue to see this over and over again, when people realize that it's a cultural program that is injected into us from infancy that is absolutely not in our best interest, and that we can, instead of acting in a robotic way where we're just simply doing what we've been told to do, even though it's devastating to our own health and to our world, that we can actually raise our consciousness up, we can lift our vision, we can question the official stories of our culture, and when we do that, we suddenly find that instead of being driven by this uncomfortable sense that we have to go along and just do what we're told, that we become a free, much more free agent. And this, I think, is really the beckoning new arising phenomenon, essentially, is that more and more people are rising up, questioning the official stories that we need to have animal foods to be real people, to get enough protein, to get enough calcium, to get enough B12, you know. And as they do that, we're just seeing, I think, tidal waves of change, this huge psychic releases of old guilt and fear and terror and pain. And, you know, people have been eating violence and causing violence on a massive scale for really thousands of years. And it's only in the last 100 years that it's really intensified so strongly that we can have these massive factory farms. We can sort of take it to its logical conclusion. And we realize how literally insane the whole thing actually is. So we're right at this critical time, I think, just, you know, in the next few months and years, really, that it's in our hands to shift the energy and to transmit and transmit our message and transform the underlying foundation of our culture. And it's really depends on us continuing to hold the vision. I think every one of us has a part to play in this. And I think both of you who are for some reason drawn to this phone call right now, you know, you've got at a very deep level, you have an understanding of this message. So it's just I think incumbent on all of us to recognize that we have a mission on this, for this lifetime on this planet, and that, you know, perhaps I remember Shirley Wilkes Johnson, who passed away recently. She said that, you know, we all made an agreement before we came to Earth to do this, she would say, and bless her heart. But I think, you know, there's perhaps some truth to that on some level, that, you know, we're larger than simply the pieces of meat that we're told we are, just a thing that was born and will die. That as consciousness, we have a purpose and we have the capacity really to transform entire planets. The consciousness of enslavement, to bring the light of truth and peace and healing by living it, just by living it. And as we live it, then the reality of that commitment that we have, and that it's actually flowing through our thoughts and feelings and our actions and our blood vessels and everything else, it's unstoppable, and it's going to continue to radiate into the world. So just want to tell you all, I love you. I appreciate the efforts that you're making. Don't ever think that any effort you make is ever lost. You may think that it was lost, but it wasn't. And it all helps. And together, I think we can continue to inspire each other, inspire other people, and help each other to have ideas that can be helpful, and to look in fresh new ways at the problems that we're facing as a culture, and to keep persistently presenting the piece of the puzzle that we have, even if no one wants to recognize it. Because sooner or later, people, I found this, they do start to appreciate it, and it becomes recognized for the valuable piece that it is. So there's a lot happening, and I think, for example, John McDougall's new book, The Star Solution, is a huge thing. I think the films that are coming out, and the news that is being made every day, it's just all building. And I encourage all of us to plug in, continue plugging in, continue plugging away, continue that metaphor. And we'll look forward to being together at the Vegan Palooza event, which is coming up. And we're going to be also, I will be at Vegetarian Summerfest in Pennsylvania. I don't know if any of you are going to be making it for that, but that will be actually next week. And that's always a very inspiring event too, actually. And then the plan is for, this is a little bit, we're not exactly sure how this is going to go, but as you know, we have a call coming up in July, and that's July 19th, which is the third Thursday. So that'll be following the Vegan Palooza, which will be from the 11th to the 15th or 16th. And so we may be bringing more people in to our circle. I think we might increase things and bring more people in. So we'll keep you all posted on that and sending out the emails. And let us know if you have any, of course, any questions or concerns. I just want to remind everybody also that we have the Circle of Compassion website. People, this is really a wonderful thing that Judy Carmen and Tara is also helping on this. We have a prayer every day at noon. So please go to circleofcompassion.org if you haven't done so already and put yourself on the map. We're praying for animals every day, and it's just a wonderful way to connect. My watch, I have it set for noon, so the alarm goes off and Madeline and I stop whatever we're doing and we pray for the animals and know that we are creating a field of compassion for all living beings, and we work together to do that. So hope you, if you'd like to join us on that and spread the word about that also. And, of course, we have the Veg Inspiration for the Day as well. You can go to worldpeacediet.com and sign up for that and have that delivered into your inbox. That's free. I hear that all the time when I give lectures. People say, oh, I get your Veg Inspiration for the Day, and I really love it. So thanks for doing it. And Tara is a wonderful angel, and she helps with that as well, putting up Madeline's paintings to go with it and the prayers to go with it too. So I just want to remind everybody that we have that as well. So does anyone have anything you'd like to announce? Any upcoming events or any upcoming news, press star 2 if you have anything you'd like to announce. Otherwise, I think we'll go ahead and wind down here and look forward to, hopefully our paths will cross, and as Madeline and I crisscross North America, I'm hoping somehow I'll get to meet everybody in person who's part of this circle. I think I've met a lot of you, but not everyone. All right, it looks to me like there's nobody pressing star 2, so I'm going to go ahead and wrap it up here and just remind us that as Donald Watson, you know, really on his in his last days was reading the World Peace Diet and saying that this, you know, this is the message that he was trying to bring. I think, you know, the idea that underlying veganism is this ancient spiritual teaching that's just the very core of all the religions, and I think really the very core of our own consciousness, which is ahimsa or nonviolence, the realization that we are all connected, that we are all part of a benevolent and beautiful and precious consciousness and awareness and life, and that it is beckoning us to leave the old shells of delusion behind and to actually strike out on the course of adventuring into new realms of possibility, that we can live on this beautiful planet. There's nothing stopping us from celebrating our lives in peace and freedom and joy and sustainability and love. So keep up the great work you're doing, and we will stay in touch and look forward to seeing you at Veganpalooza and then the World Peace Diet Circle as it continues to grow, and I'm so glad that you're all part of it. Much love to you all, and a big thank you to Marissa, and a very big thank you, of course, to our very reliable and helpful Steve Pusak, who's our coordinator for the World Peace Diet Circle. We've got a lot of good things coming, and we'll stay in touch. Have a great month, and we'll talk to you next time. Thanks so much.